present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome Andre Melle back to the fourth seat or the guest seat against our three regular competitors of the game. As usual, I'll ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. Let us begin the show this week with Andre Melle. And Andre, the subject is Niagara Falls. Would you talk for just a minute, if you can, on that subject, starting now?
Niagara Falls, I believe, is one of the wonders of the world. I haven't actually seen them, but a lot of people go every year, thousands of tourists. On one side is Canada and the other America, and all this water gushes over hundreds of feet and falls below. And what I have seen is a certain gentleman called Blondin in kind of rather wrinkly, woolly tights, photographs of him, who I believe did cross these falls on a tightrope in 1800 and something or other. He must have been extremely brave, and I think he did all sorts of feats while he was up there. Other people have gone in barrels over there, haven't they?
Derek Nimmer.
I think she'd like me to speak.
I think you're right. She hesitated and you got in first, Derek Nimmo. You have a point for a correct challenge. You have 17 seconds in which to talk on Niagara Falls, starting now.
I have a very quaint sense of humour, you know. Some of you perhaps might have noticed, and I have a little pond in my garden, and into my little stream goes down, which I call Niagara Falls. It's terribly tight, but it's frozen at this time of the year, and the goldfish are blocked in blocks of ice at the bottom. I feel so sorry for them. I go out with a little blow lamp and squirt them.
Our whistle, as you know, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. It was, of course, Derek Nimmo, who at the end of that round is the only one to have scored any points. Clement Freud, you've yet to speak. Will you start the next subject, please? Household pests. Would you talk on that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Household pests is what any adenoidal child would call a dog, a cat, a goldfish, a hamster, even a rabbit. And yet, more correctly, household pests, I suppose, would be spiders and earwigs, bugs, rats, mice. And I'm not sure why I'm here, because we have all that sort of thing at home, and there was no need for me to come out to this studio where they keep the audience waiting.
Kenneth Williams is chat.
Deviation, discussion of the audience has nothing to do with household pests.
I would agree with that challenge of deviation, Kenneth. You have a point, and you have 28 seconds on household pests, starting now.
I suppose these are things like your mosquitoes or your blue bottles that come in and settle on your actual lungs. And the other crawlies that do appear from under the carpet. I understand these are bugs which go for anything which is woolen material, and you best sprinkle your DDT.
And,
That's a disgrace. How can you say it's repetition? It's a name, isn't it, DDT? You can't say that's repetition. You couldn't say it without saying it. I mean,
it's repetition.
Who challenged me?
Derek Nimmo got in first.
I might have known you would. It's the sort of cheap trick you'd stoop to, isn't it? After listening to all that rubbish about you having Niagara Falls in the garden, which is a load of lies. Lies. Frozen over, indeed. Is there one thing that's frozen over with him, mate?
Derek had a correct challenge, and he was the first to get in on the repetition.
What was his correct challenge? Please explain it to me. I'd like to know.
Repetition of DD.
You accept that, do you? That DDT is
absolutely accept it.
I see. What a rotten chairman, isn't he?
When I go against you, I'm a rotten chairman. When I give a decision for you, I'm the best chairman in the world.
Well, that's when I'm mad in my mind, isn't it?
Derek, you have 3 seconds on household pests, starting now.
Ants in my pants.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Derek, you have 2.5 seconds on household pests, starting now.
Silverworms are very nasty.
Definitely looking at the house, playing to the whole thing, the house instead of the mic.
I know exactly the same as you do, Kenneth. 2 seconds on household pests, Derek starts.
Sometimes I find bugs in my sauces and I don't like them there at all.
Thank you. with the help of Kenneth Williams' ridiculous challenges, Derek Nimmo has increased his lead at the end of that round. Shut up, Derek Clement. Derek, it's your turn to begin, actually. The subject is drink. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting
now? And our Lord said, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake. What very sound advice. And I have gone with it through my whole life.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation. With through. I've gone with through. I've gone with through.
All right, I heard it. Kenneth, you have 52 seconds on drink starting now.
Well, I don't really know much about drink. I had the odd. I had a glass of champagne.
Andre Melly.
Repetition of two odds there immediately.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Andre, we hear from you now with 47 seconds on drink starting now.
I like drink. And sometimes I have one on my own in the evening when I've got the children to bed to sit down with that great glass and ice clunking away. You might think I was an alcoholic. Not at all. Two is perhaps my maximum. And I'm very cheap if you take me to a pub because I like beer. Well, I mean...
Kenneth,
hesitation.
Yes, hesitation, Kenneth, and you have a point for that. And 26 seconds on drink, starting now.
Well, I think a port and lemon is very refreshing, especially if you've got just...
rather challenged.
Hesitation.
20 seconds on drink, Clement, starting now.
Yes.
He didn't start.
He didn't start, no. Andre, you have the subject. You have 19 seconds on drink, starting now. Derek, you challenge.
Jeremy started.
No, all right. 18 seconds on drink, Derek, starting.
Lacrima Christi, the tears of Christ, grown on the mountain of Vesuvius, on the foothills thereof. How delicious the kind of volcanic flavour. And then from Frascati.
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Hesitation.
I would agree. I don't know what he's talking about. Drink and go. It was hesitation. Clement, you have 5 seconds on drink starting now.
I recently bought a home winemaking kit and was therefore able to produce claret...
Well, the subject of drink got them all some points. And, Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, a very good one for you, which I hope you will take to heart, keeping control. Can you talk about keeping control, Kenneth, for just a minute, starting now?
I used to do this very successfully in the Far East, where I was a sergeant of engineers. I would frequently line up the platoon and say, come on, lads, let's be a good heart and clean out this naffy efficiently. And they always replied, why don't you drop dead? And I found the only way you could possibly achieve the sort of disciplinary atmosphere that is absolutely essential to the production of a fighting unit is to use your volume. Rally and inherit and look out, lift, hit, out! And then they all lift the chin. There is renewed respect for the eye sparkles as the command and the note of this authoritative voice. You will notice I changed the expression there very cunningly.
Freud challenged.
Repetition of Coco.
I'll just explain. I think what his tactics were that he knew the time was almost up and it wasn't anything he could think of, so he just said Coco. I disagree with Coco, and Kenneth, you keep the subject. 6 seconds, keeping control, starting now.
I was posted to Hong Kong, where the officer commanding said, you are one of the most outstanding NCOs in this area.
Well, Kenneth Williams started with a subject, he finished with a subject, he got an extra point for doing so. We've learned a lot about his army life, and... all those people tell him to drop dead as a sergeant. Andre, will you begin the next round? The subject is sales. Will you talk on them for just a minute, starting now?
Sales are something I try to avoid because I never seem to get bargains. Last year I went for a winter coat and came out with a silver lamy cat suit, which I didn't really need at all. Living on a farm in the middle of Sussex amongst cornfields, I don't quite know when I'm going to wear it. Pillowcases, they're all right, and sheets, but then I never know what the price ought to be, so I can't tell whether they're less than they were when you first...
Kenneth Willett.
I thought hesitation.
And I think you were correct, and you have 25 seconds on sales starting now.
I have, unfortunately, been mixed up in these affairs and been shoved from pillar to post in the process. And I had to go back and complain to the manager. I said I've got bruises I could show you in places that would require a certain degree of privacy.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
No! No, no. He was very quiet, but he was still being private. And there are 14 seconds to continue on sales, Kenneth, starting now.
Come round the back and let's have a look. Grab on the witch hazel, and I said yes, but...
Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation. He's got a long way away from sales.
Well, I thought he was still at the sale having the witch hazel rubbed on around the back. Is that not right? Oh, he doesn't think...
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't realise you were referring to me, Nicholas.
Yes. You don't often speak to me like that, Ken. What's the thought of all that witch hazel or something?
Yeah, I just thought I'd lost the subject and I'd given up.
Barefully honest, were you at the sale having the witch hazel rubbed on?
Oh, that was the flight of imaginative fancy, of course.
Yes. Then you were deviating.
Why?
Because you got away from sales. What's witch hazel having a rub?
If I'd got bashed in a sale, it's perfectly reasonable to have a bit of witch hazel rubbed onto the bruise, isn't it?
I suppose so, yes. Keep the subject.
I mean...
6 seconds, starting now.
Lashed before the mizzenmast, my sails were set in the wrong direction, and I had to catch...
You will be delighted to know that at the end of that round, you have taken the lead.
Oh, well, thank goodness. At least now this is good.
Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, lamp posts. Would you talk about them for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Lamp posts are something which concern me a great deal because I have a dog who needs them desperately, especially on cold winter mornings when we take him for a walk. And the poor old chap runs from one lamppost to another lamppost, looking only for the third lamppost before he gets the fourth in his sights, as it were. And I don't mean the word figuratively, but much more metaphorically or literally, quietly, gently, and in many parts wholly distributively.
Kenneth Williams challenge.
I was rambling to a halt at a head station.
Yes.
The subject wasn't adjectives.
Thank you.
Kenneth, a hesitation, and you have 25 seconds on lamppost starting now.
The Victorian Society have done much for London in preserving the loveliest examples of these, which to be found perhaps not only on the Victoria and Albert Embankment, but the Constitution Hill, a route not very favourable with pedestrians, but a lovely yellow kind of lamp shine.
Well, lamppost kept Kenneth Williams going till the whistle went. He gained the extra point, he's increased his lead. Derek, your turn to begin again. The subject, mannerisms. Can you talk on those for just a minute, starting now?
Well, people have all kinds of different mannerisms. I suppose one would awfully think of artists as a mannerist style, perhaps. Very attractive, I find it curious that people don't. But when one looks at old Parsons there, I'm just playing for time, but you've noticed, I then see a man who is filled with mannerisms. He's got a nasty, skulking kind of look about him. He's furtive and always hiding behind old raincoats and shabby corners of a freezing city. Kenny laughs all the time. Old Freud crunches into his beard. And that does amuse me. But Andre Melle, for instance, now she has a very curious manner. Have you noticed the way she keeps taking her left finger and scratching the right nostril? Now that is something that she inherited.
Andre Melle has challenged.
Deviation. It's something I've never done.
No, that's why you don't notice. It's a mannerism. You don't notice it's a mannerism.
There are 13 seconds on mannerisms with you, Andre, starting now.
Mannerisms are endearing or annoying according to whether you are devoted to the person concerned or not. And if you want to be...
Kenneth,
It is not true at all, because you can have the most terrible mannerisms and people will get on with you. They were admired all about you. Damn, what a mannerism.
Kenneth.
I think he's made his point.
Right, Kenneth, what was your point? What was your challenge?
Oh, it was all so boring. I've forgotten it.
Actually, I think the point you were making is that you don't like a person for their mannerisms, you like them irrespective
of
their
mannerisms. That's exactly what I meant, Nicholas, yes.
And so you have 5 seconds to continue on the subject of mannerisms starting now.
Well, mine are very peculiar, and people have said to me, perhaps your style formed by your mannerisms.
Was again speaking when the whistle went, and he's again increased his lead at the end of the round. And Kenneth, we're back with you, the subject, Eugenius the Fourth. That is the historical character that Messrs. Has thought of, because he knows your penchant for such subjects. Would you talk on it 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, of course, you see, the great victory he achieved was at the Council of Ferrara, where he got the Palaiologos, Emperor of Constantinople, John II, to sign a declaration of unity with Latin and Eastern churches. Unfortunately, they chucked him out of Rome because this council that was sitting at Basel, I realise I've said
Andre
that word
Melly.
Twice, but it's absolutely essential that
anyone
knows anything about my mankind history.
Andre, what was your challenge?
Repetition of council.
Yes, I agree. 35 seconds on Eugenius the Fourth, starting now.
Extremely difficult to talk for 35 seconds about this gentleman, but I will try as slowly as Kenneth Williams does occasionally. He was a pope who got the push because he published a lot of bull of the papal variety.
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, and I would agree with the reasons perhaps why she hesitated. There are 17 seconds on Eugenius the Fourth with you, Clement, starting now.
In my final year at school, when I was reading history, geography, Latin, my master once said to me, Eugenius the Fourth, the third genius I had was a chap called Watkinson Minor. But Freud, C.R., of all the pupils...
Andre, your turn to begin. The subject, my bikini. Would you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
My bikini has seen better days. It's about 3 years old, and either it or I seem to have changed shape. So I feel that the time has come to discard it and have one of the one-piece variety. I did get one that was crocheted in Spain. Looked very pretty. But when I went in the sea, it all ballooned out and became enormous, and the bottom half fell off. I saw afterwards...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation. The subject is my bikini, not my bikinis.
Oh, that's... No. Well, yes, she can talk about my bikini, meaning the one she's
had before
the moment,
that one.
Or had.
I see.
Or have. No, I think that's too... Too subtle for words. Andre, you keep the subject. 36 seconds, Andre, on my bikini, starting now.
There must have been something in Spanish in very small print on the label, which I couldn't read, saying a beautiful bikini, but never put it in the water, which does seem to me to rather go against the whole point of these particular garments. Lots of gorgeous girls just flout about on them on the beach, and the smaller they are, the more popular they appear. Black...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
About small girls.
Deviation. The larger they are, the more popular they appear.
Yes, absolutely.
You have the subject. There are 13 seconds on my bikini for you, starting now.
When I bought my bikini, I had no idea of the trouble that I would have with the Spanish police when I wore it on the beach of Torremolinos. I went down one sunny morning, impervious to the worries of mankind, when this gendarme came along and said, you have been speaking for well over a minute. Why can't you and your people blow a whistle and put an end to this?
Mm-hmm. I must explain to the listeners, I felt the audience should know a bit more about Clement Freud's bikini, so I stopped the ambassador putting his whistle in his mouth. That's why he went on so long, and that's why you heard uproar in the house. But Clement, yes, you've got a point for speaking when the whistle went. You've now moved into second place, and Ken is still in the lead. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, odd people. Can you talk about some of those for just a minute, starting now?
I suppose if you were to ask me to speak on odd people, there's no one I would sooner bring to your attention than the chairman of this program who gets joy out of stopping the idiot who invented it from blowing his whistle after 75 seconds when, by all rules and conditions of this match, that should have been done and the minute should have been declared well and truly over. But odd people there are. Why they should come onto this game is absolutely beyond me. He sits with a dirty Macintosh, hiding behind...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation, I've never seen a dirty Macintosh on this.
How devious can you be? He was the one who accused me of having a dirty Macintosh. All right, you have the subject. 20 seconds. Odd people, starting now.
John Thistlethwaite Chewing Gum is a very odd fellow. I met him in the Outer Hebrides.
Him as a challenge.
There's nobody called Chewing Gum.
The subject is odd people.
Yeah, but I don't believe that anyone's as odd as to go around and be called Mr. Chewing Gum.
Now, I think that is one of those impossible decisions to make, so I will...
Oh, it's not impossible at all. You're a great nit. Haven't you ever... you ever come upon somebody called Mr. Chewing Gum? Of course
no,
you have.
But Derek's made
here.
A point about odd people. I'm going to put it to you to judge. If you think there is such an odd person as Mr. Thingamajig or Chewing Gum, then you cheer for Derek Nimmo, and if you disagree, you boo for Kenneth Williams, and you all do it together now. The chewing gum has it. Derek, you keep the subject 15 seconds on, people, starting now.
I once went to Yugoslavia. I had a very fine time there. I met a shepherd. He took me into the hills. He was a very odd man. He said, would you like to come and look at my sheep? And I did, and you know, it was white and had big fur all hanging down right to the ground. And he got these scissors out and he cut it off.
Ken Williams, it's
no sheep has fur.
I agree. Wool, 1 second on odd people, starting now.
There aren't any even ones, so one has to start.
Kenneth, again speaking when the whistle went, has again got that extra point, and he's got a very strong lead. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, humbugs. Can you talk about those for just a minute, starting now?
Oh, Nicholas Barton, he's a great big humbug. All yellow and black stripes all over the course he is. But you can have them out of little paper bags. And I remember when I was very small, going to a little sweet shop and asking the man behind the counter, say, please, Mr. Jones, could I have a penny packet of humbugs? And he used to give them to me. And gosh, do you know, I used to shove one in the back of my mouth. And it's very difficult to hide them in the classroom, isn't it? Because you have to shove one underneath your tongue sometimes. Very difficult.
Andre Melich.
Repetition of two shoves in
yes,
all.
So Andre spotted it. She has 37 seconds to talk on humbugs, starting now.
The kind I like are those that come in a tin and you feel you're going to get them at the chemist. I'm not quite sure if you do or not. Four or five are stuck together, and if you've got a very large mouth, you can put them all in at once. Frightfully bad they are for your teeth, but oh, they're irresistible. Much better than dolly mixtures or toffees, any kind of confectionery you can mention. Give me humbugs by the mountainful and the bucket.
Andre Melly, speaking when the whistle went, gained that extra point. I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute this week. A very interesting result. We have three equal in second place. Derek Nimmo, Andre Melly, and Clement Freud are all equal, but they are a full 10 points behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. Enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.